Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has been declared winner of last week's election rerun with just over 98% of the vote amid an opposition boycott. Election Commission Chief Wafula Chebukati made the announcement Monday.
I hereby declare Mr. Uhuru Muigai Kenyatta and Mr. William Samoei Ruto as President-elect and Deputy President-elect, respectively.
Turnout for Thursday's poll was just under 39%. Mr. Kenyatta said this was a revalidation of the general will of the people, but he conceded the result may face a constitutional test. While Kenyatta supporters celebrated, small protests broke out in opposition strongholds. Nairobi resident Peter Musundi called the election a nomination exercise for the ruling Jubilee Party, not an election that involved everyone. Dozens have been killed in election-related violence. The October vote was a rerun of the August 8 presidential ballot in which Mr. Kenyatta was also declared the winner, but that result was thrown out by the Supreme Court because of widespread irregularities. President Donald Trump Monday announced that U.S. Special Forces captured a suspect linked to an attack on the U.S. consulate in the Libyan city of Benghazi. He's identified as 46-year-old Mustafa El-Imam, who's being transported to the U.S. to face charges, including murder, use of a firearm to commit a crime, and providing material support for terrorists. Four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens, died in the September 11, 2012 attack. This is VOA News. The United States has pledged to back counterterrorism efforts by nations in Africa's Sahel region. The announcement was made Monday by U.S.-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley.
The United States is committed to stabilizing the Sahel region. We are proud to announce today that we plan to provide up to $60 million in bilateral assistance, which we will work with our Congress to identify, to help stand up the joint force.
The force is the creation of Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the funds will be used to ensure security and stability in the face of jihadist groups like Islamic State. According to the Spanish state prosecutor, the dismissed head of Spain's Catalonia region, Carlos Puigdemont, and other officials could face legal action, including charges of rebellion and sedition, in the wake of their independence drive. Mr. Puigdemont has sought legal advice in Belgium. Juan Maria Sentes, an official with the Workers' Commission Union, said his organization has no intention of calling for disobedience following the imposition of direct rule by Madrid. That's to be followed by elections in December. The political dispute erupted with a controversial independence referendum October 1st. Paul Manafort, who briefly served as President Donald Trump's campaign chairman last year, was charged on Monday with conspiring against the U.S., money laundering, and lying to the government. The charges stem from his earlier role as a lobbyist on behalf of Ukraine. A business associate, Rick Gates, was also indicted. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the charges stem from an investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into allegations of Russian involvement in last year's election that did not involve the White House.
Today's announcement has nothing to do with the president, has nothing to do with the president's campaign or campaign activity. The real collusion scandal, as we've said several times before, has everything to do with the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, and Russia. There's clear evidence of the Clinton campaign colluding with Russian intelligence to spread disinformation and smear the president to influence the election.
Mueller also disclosed former Trump Foreign Affairs Advisor George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty October 5 to lying to federal agents in January about contacts with people who allegedly had close connections to senior Russian officials. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, at least five people, including a policeman, were killed in the eastern city Goma in clashes between security forces and protesters demanding President Joseph Kabila step down. The country's election commission announced earlier this month new elections can't take place until April 2019. The younger brother of former Burkina Faso President Blaise Compaoré has been released from French custody a day after being detained in connection with the 1998 murder of investigative journalist Norbert Zongo. Tuesday is the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, the day 500 years ago German theologian Martin Luther issued his famous 95 Theses.
That's the latest world news from VOA.